Well, good morning.
Yes.
It's Brock. It's Hunter. 8:15.
Dr. Grant. That's how you call me. You call me Dr. Grant.
Dr. Grant. I'm going to call you Dr. Moron. Dr. Idiot. Today we got some rain. Actually, it's going to be creeping in here probably in about the 9 o'clock hours. Checking out the old radar.
The old radar.
Unless the cook plant starts kicking up some amperage, then it'll push it away. Get that storm out of here. High of 60 today, more rain tonight, and a low of 52. It better not rain during my garage sale, man.
Yeah.
Swear to God, I got stuff I need to sell.
It's going to happen.
It probably will.
You know what rains during every garage sale?
It does. It's like rain on your garage sale.
But it's in a garage, so it's okay.
It's all right. And maybe, you know what, I should probably get a couple tents up, just in case.
Yeah.
Little overhangs.
Throw a little overhangs up.
Yeah. We do have, but I got to get all the stuff out of the garage in order to
It's a pain in the ass.
It is. Dude, garage sales are a pain in the ass. Anyway.
There's a guy who came to my parents' garage sale one time, and he my mom had a bunch of purses for sale, and he buys every one of them. They're like 20 purses. My mom's like, what are you doing with all these purses? Hang on. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's that time of the season. Sir, what are you doing with all these purses? He's like, you got a second? I'll tell you what I do with these purses. I go to Walmart, and I take these purses, and I have a big dog. I have two big Great Danes, and he fills these purses full of poop, right? And he goes out to the parking lot in Walmart, and he takes a purse full of poop and puts it in the cart in the parking lot. And he just sits there in his car, and he watches. And people come out, and they see, oh, a purse.
Someone left a purse.
Someone left a purse. Ooh. And so they go steal the purse, and then they get in the car, and then you can see him, throw the purse out.
Yes.
You
know,
and he does it all day long, and he loves
yes.
it.
Yes.
So, you know what? Thieves, they get a purse full of poop.
They get a purse full of poop. That's what they deserve. I love it. All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
This is the perfect story for Mother's Day.
Nice.
There's a 39-year-old woman named Brenda Karsten. Out of nowhere. And she's a school bus driver in Blaine, Minnesota. And back on February 6th, while she was driving a bunch of kids to school, she was on her cell phone looking up Yo Mama jokes.
Oh, nice.
At one point, she even had a kid come up and read the jokes over the intercom.
Yo mama's so fat.
Yo mama, so ugly.
She had to put a belt on with a boomerang. Is that from Nutty Professor?
Yo mama, so fat. When she jumps up in the air, she gets stuck. Come on, Reggie. Yo mama, so slutty. That until 1979, it was just called a jumpoline.
Nice.
A parent complained, and when the school reviewed the bus's video footage from that day, they saw kids running all over the bus while it was moving, and Brenda swerving in and out of lanes and onto the shoulder. She was just arrested on 15 counts of child endangerment and reckless driving.
Good God, Brenda.
Brenda's all stressed out, like, oh, these kids are so brutal. I got to find some Yo Mama jokes. Hey, Michael, come up here. I got something to tell you.
Right. I got one for your mom, Michael.
You think you're pretty funny there, Derek. Well, how about this? Scroll. Your mama so fat.
So fat.
That is just trying to crush kids with Yo Mama jokes and putting their lives in danger at the same time. God.